and dreams has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear.
Hour two, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, and the date today, in case you're just joining us, missed hour one, is the 14th of June, 2005. The bubble ready to pop, view from the mount, talking about property. Former Bush team member says World Trade Center collapse, likely a controlled demolition, an inside job. Ministers were told of need for Gulf War excuse. FDA suppressing vital data on prescription drugs. And have you noticed? You've been catching the ads on TV for Pepsi One. Have you noticed a change? Well, they change ads from time to time. But did you notice their main ingredient is no longer aspartame? Now, why do you think this is happening, ladies and gentlemen? I told you a couple of weeks ago, I think about 3 weeks ago, major lawsuits going on over the issue of aspartame. And that's right, Donald Rumsfeld was tied up with that one. What better way to kill people than do it chemically? Better killing through chemistry. And without news media covering one iota on these lawsuits about aspartame, all of a sudden Pepsi pops up with their new Pepsi One ad. And what's the new ingredient? What's the other bad sweetener? Is it stevia? I think, Splenda? It could be Splenda. Stevia, I think, is the good stuff, isn't it? Yeah, stevia is the good stuff. Splenda is what they're replacing aspartame with in Pepsi One. You know, I tried a can of that, folks. And the deal was they still use sugar in it. They replaced a lot of the sugar with aspartame. Now, just all of a sudden, you know, and this is not a deal like Coca-Cola Company reformulating their new Coke, you know, dumping the old classic, which many thought was just a promotional gimmick anyhow to get people excited, you know, to get them fired up about Coca-Cola. No, this was just very quietly done. No press releases, not a word. All of a sudden, Pepsi Corporation pops up and they replace their aspartame in their Pepsi One with Splenda. Or stevia, whichever one. Isn't that interesting? And the news media is, of course, folks, you know, we're talking about something here that is included in a lot. I mean, you can't buy chewing gum anymore without finding aspartame in it. Just start reading the product labels again. You're going to see aspartame replaced by the other sweetener, which is still not any good for you. But without a word. Without a single word from the major medias on the major lawsuits that are going on against aspartame. And how many people did it affect out there? I don't know. Do you think a good product is something that once you drink it, it reaches body temperature, your temperature, internal temperature, it turns to formaldehyde? Do you think that's something good to drink? Of course, the media didn't tell you about that one either. We'll cover the FDA suppressing vital data on prescription drugs. And the FDA is doing this to people in England. People in England are starting to wake up. You know, what is it we're swallowing around here? And there is a blackout and a suppression of the negative effects of a lot of drugs that the good old Brits are taking right now. It's all about business, folks. You know, we can't give black eye a business. After all, it might cost you a job. Ministers were told of need for Gulf War excuse. I will cover that story immediately after the break. And this ties in. Former Bush team member talk about the Bush White House, says World Trade Center collapse, likely a controlled demolition and an inside job. A highly recognized former chief economist in the Labor Department now doubts the official 9/11 story, claiming suspicious facts and evidence cover-up indicates government foul play and possible criminal implications. We'll be back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ministers were told of need for Gulf War excuse. Sunday Times out of Britain. Ministers were warned in July of 2002 that Britain was committed to taking part in an American-led invasion of Iraq, and they had no choice but to find a way of making it legal. The warning is a leaked cabinet office briefing paper said Tony Blair had already agreed to back military action to get rid of Saddam Hussein at the summit at the Texas ranch of President George W. Bush 3 months earlier. The briefing paper for participants at the meeting of Blair's inner circle on July 23rd of 2002 said that since regime change was illegal, it was necessary to create the conditions which would make it legal. This was required because even if ministers decided Britain should not take part in any invasion, the American military would be using British bases. This would automatically make Britain complicit in any illegal U.S. action. U.S. plans assume, as a minimum, the use of British bases in Cyprus and Diego Garcia, the briefing paper warned. This meant that issues of legality would arise virtually whenever or whatever option ministers chose with regard to United Kingdom participation. The paper was circulated to those present at the meeting, among whom were Blair, Jeff Hoon, then Defense Secretary, Jack Straw, the Foreign Secretary, and Sir Richard Dearlove, then chief of MI6. The full minutes of the meeting were published last month in the Sunday Times. The document said the only The only way the Allies could justify military action was to place Saddam Hussein in a position where he ignored or rejected a United Nations ultimatum ordering him to cooperate with the weapons inspectors. But it warned this would be difficult. It is just possible that an ultimatum could be cast in terms which Saddam would reject, the document says, but if he accepted it and did not attack the Allies, they would be most likely to obtain the legal justification they needed. The suggestions that the Allies use the UN to justify war contradicts claims by Blair and Bush, repeated during their Washington summit last week, that they were turned into the UN in order to avoid having to go to war. The attack on Iraq finally began in March of 2003. Now, the briefing paper is certain to add to the pressure, particularly on the American president, because of the damaging revelation that Bush and Blair agreed on regime change in April of 2002 and then looked for a way to justify it. There has been a growing storm of protests in America created by last month's publication of the minutes in the Sunday Times. A host of citizens, including many internet bloggers, have demanded to know why the Downing Street memo, often shortened to the DSM, on the websites, has been largely ignored by the U.S. mainstream media. Well, I wonder why that is. Council on Foreign Relations? Could be. Now, the White House has declined to respond to a letter from 89 Democratic congressmen asking if it was true, as Dearlove told the July meeting, that the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy in Washington. The Downing Street memo burst into the mainstream America media last week after it was raised at a joint Bush-Blair press conference, forcing the prime minister to insist that the facts were not fixed in any shape or form at all. John Conyers, the Democratic congressman who drafted the letter to Bush, has now written to Dearlove asking him to say whether or not it was accurate that he believed the intelligence was being fixed around the policy. He also asked the former MI6 chief precisely when Bush and Blair had agreed to invade Iraq and whether it is true they agreed to manufacture the UN ultimatum in order to justify the war. Now, he and other Democratic congressmen plan to hold their own inquiry this Thursday, and witnesses, including Joe Wilson, the American former ambassador who went to Niger to investigate claims that Iraq was seeking to buy uranium ore for its nuclear weapons program. It is coming to light. Now, do you think this is maybe why the Boston Globe did this story about the unease that is growing about the war in Iraq? Yeah, we've been saying this for months. We've been saying this since the start of the Iraq war. It was based on a pile of lies. And let me tell you something, folks. I trust no liars. There are people that will try to convince you, that lying sometimes is justified. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that people that will lie to you will cheat, they will steal from you, and if the pot's big enough and the gain great enough, they just might kill you. Former Bush team member says WTC collapse likely a controlled demolition. Story by Greg Szymanski, a former chief economist in the Labor Department during President Bush's first term, now believes the official story about the collapse of the World Trade Center is bogus, stating it is more likely that the controlled demolition destroyed the Twin Towers and the adjacent building number 7. If demolition destroyed three steel skyscrapers at the World Trade Center on 9/11, then the case for an inside job and a government attack on America would be compelling, said Morgan Reynolds, Ph.D., a former member of the Bush team, who also served as director of the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis, headquartered in Dallas, Texas. Reynolds, now a professor emeritus at Texas A&M University, also believes it's next to impossible that 19 Arab terrorists alone outfoxed the mighty U.S. military, adding the scientific conclusions about the WTC collapse may hold the key to the entire mysterious plot behind 9/11. It's hard to exaggerate the importance of a scientific debate over the causes of the collapse of the Twin Towers and Building 7, said Reynolds this week from his offices at Texas A&M. He goes on to say, if the official wisdom on the collapse is wrong, as I believe it is, then policy based on such erroneous engineering analysis is not likely to be correct either. The government's collapse theory is highly vulnerable on its own terms. Only professional demolition appears to account for the full range of facts associated with the collapse of the three buildings. More importantly, momentous political and social consequences would follow if imperial observers concluded, impartial, observers concluded that professionals imploded the WTC. Meanwhile, the job of scientists, engineers, and impartial researchers everywhere is to get the scientific and engineering analysis of 9/11 right. Now, however, Reynolds said getting it right in today's security state remains challenging because he claims explosives and structural experts have been intimidated in their analysis of the collapse of 9/11. From the beginning, the Bush administration claimed that burning jet fuel caused the collapse of the towers. Although many independent investigators have disagreed, they have been hard-pressed to disprove the government theory since most of the evidence was removed by FEMA prior to independent investigation, just like they did at Oklahoma City. Remember? There were people that wanted to shore up the structure, make it safe so they could do their forensic on the site. No. We had to get rid of this because it was pulling on the heartstrings and was too much of an emotional load for the people in Oklahoma City. So therefore, we had to tear it down, go bury it, erect chain-link fence with barbed wire, and then put armed guards to protect that site. And what we did with the steel from the World Trade Center? We shipped it out of country, folks. Not a shred of evidence left to go after the ne'er-do-wells. But scientific data. There's enough data out there you can objectively look at it and say, you know what? These people are full of hooey. Now, critics claim the Bush administration has tried to cover up the evidence and the recent 9/11 commission has failed to address the major evidence contradicting the official version of 9/11. Some facts demonstrating the flaws in the government jet fuel theory include photos showing people walking around in the hole in the North Tower where 10,000 gallons of jet fuel supposedly was burning. When the South Tower was hit, most of the North Tower's flames had already vanished, burning for only 16 minutes, making it relatively easy to contain and control without total collapse. The fire did not grow over time, probably because it quickly ran out of fuel and was suffocating, indicating without added explosive devices, the fires could have easily been controlled. The fire department, New York Fire Department firefighters still remain under a tight government gag order not to discuss the explosions they heard, felt, and saw. FAA personnel are also under a similar 9/11 gag order. Even the flawed 9/11 commission report acknowledges that none of the fire chiefs, that is, present, believed that a total collapse of either tower was possible. Now, a fire had never before caused a steel-frame building to collapse except for the three buildings on 9/11, nor has any fire collapsed any steel high-rise since 9/11. Now, the fires, especially in the South Tower and WTC-7, were relatively small. WTC was unharmed by an airplane and had only minor fires in the 7th and the 12th floors of this 47-steel building, yet it collapsed in less than 10 seconds. WTC-5 and WTC-6 had raging fires but did not collapse despite much thinner steel beams. In a PBS documentary, the infamous now Larry Silverstein, the WTC leaseholder, told the fire department commander on 9/11 about WTC that, and I'm quoting, "Maybe the smartest thing to do is to pull it," and that's slang for demolition. It's difficult, if not impossible, for hydrocarbon fires like those fed by jet fuel, or high-grade kerosene, folks, to you and me, to raise the temperature of steel close to melting. Now, despite the numerous holes in the government story, the Bush administration has brushed aside or basically ignored any and all critics. Mainstream experts speaking for the administration offer the theory, essentially arguing that the impact of the plane weakened each structure and an intense fire thermally weakened structural components, causing buckling failures while allowing the upper floors to pancake onto the floors below. And the lies go on. More on this story, then I'll get into the FDA suppressing vital data on prescription drugs. And in England, folks, that's right, toddler criminals are being targeted. And also, there's a story out of Lorain, Ohio. Oh, that's right, a 12-year-old on a school bus was out of hand. so the cops had to taser him. We'll be back.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
I've been really agitated these last couple of days. I mean, just boiling angry. And it's tough sometimes to do a show and make it sound like the day before yesterday or whatever the case may be. And sometimes, and we're all human folks, sometimes we reach that point of just no more BS, please. I've had it up to my eyeballs. You know, when you look at what has transpired since 9/11, you know, the hijackers, that seven are alive and well, possibly eight, that have been identified of the supposed 19 hijackers that were from Saudi Arabia, that they're alive and well on planet Earth. Now, unless they're Supermen or Spider-Men, there's no way that they could have escaped the burning and collapsing towers. Although, conveniently, one of the terrorist passports was found intact, laying on the ground at the Trade Center epicenter. The more you get into this, the more you realize you're being fed nothing but a pack of lies. And then to look at the creation of Homeland Security. Anybody heard anything out of our former John Ashcroft or our former chief law enforcement guy in the United States? this guy has dug himself a hole so deep and pulled it in over him. You know, he recognizes and he fully understands his culpability in destroying this nation's constitution. You know, I remember the confirmation hearings watching this guy, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, here's another made guy. And my first instincts were correct. It has been lie after lie, disintegration of our rights, one after another. More draconian legislation, Bush pushing for expanded Homeland Security powers, more power centered in Washington, D.C., supposedly to protect us. And where is the out-and-out outrage to actually have a president and watch a seated president dismantle the country around him? The very things that made this country unique and different and successful, to sit and watch a seated president dismantle this country right before our very eyes. Where is the outrage? I mean, where is it? Are the people so dumb and not caring and so selfish anymore that, they just don't care? Where are they at? Where are the people that are in positions that their word is respected in circles? Where's their verbiage? Where's their moral outrage? Where are the country's spiritual leaders with their heads stuck in a Bible that wouldn't know the truth if it jumped out of a bush, and I'm not talking about George, and bit them on their backside? Where is their outrage? Where is their words and their deeds? Evil is still evil. I don't care how you package it. I don't care how you present it. Evil is still evil. So where are our good pastors and preachers around the country? Well, maybe they just don't want to go against the political tide, or maybe they don't want to go after baby Bush because, you know, he is a Christian. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, he's a Christian. I'll tell you what, he's the devil in the blue dress if I've ever seen one. And that's... I never thought as a child. You know, I believed all the hype. I believed everything, man, that, you know, this is a great country. And, you know, by the very fact that people would say good things would happen. And if a lot of people believed that the people that they elected had their intentions, their good intentions in mind, that, you know, invariably some mistakes are going to be made, but within my lifetime, I wouldn't see the dismantling of the country that I was told was so great and the reasons why. I most certainly wouldn't see that within my life, would I? The burden on the people that care in this country, ladies and gentlemen, it's a heavy burden indeed. You know, and I was thinking about this during the break, you know, Maggie from Alabama, if you're around last hour, that she's not one of these people that are sitting on her backside doing nothing. But I know, I do know that there are a lot of people out there that are waiting for somebody else to do the work that they themselves should take the responsibility of doing. And over the years, we've given suggestions on how to get involved. And, well, we can't think of everything. You've got to use your own mind, your own initiative, your own passion for yourselves. I mean, you're not an old Harley Davidson. You don't need somebody to kickstart you. You're electric now, baby. Just hit the button. Crank yourself up and go. I would like to thank, we had a piece of mail come into the office today. And these are the things that spark my days. There was a person that had written Dixon Cannon, and Dixon Cannon, that's a political prisoner, in jail for life, folks, for not taking taxes out of his people's payroll at Aeroplastics, wrote back and said that at my request, he has received over 2,000 letters and cards at his prison facility. For those people, I say thank you. Thank you very much, and Dick thanks you very much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This is the letter. It was dated June 9th, and this is from an attorney. And thank you, sir, for this response back. He said that John suggested send Dixon Canada a note. I did. He wrote back a 2-page letter. He said he has gotten over 2,000 pieces of mail from all over the world. He signed his letter, Christian Soldier. I told him I didn't... I don't do federal court work, and if I hate that system, but he gave me a website where he has posted his legal filings. I will take a look at them and ask a few questions, and if I think that I might be able to help him, John might give his address again. He really enjoyed the mail, and thank you for that, sir. And I will give you his mailing address again. And please, folks, if you didn't write or you forgot to write to Dick, take the time. Because we're not going to leave anybody behind here. You know, this man was sentenced to 129 years in prison for not withholding taxes Is his position, after looking at the income tax and the provisions laid out by the IRS to be the collector for Aunt Mammy or Uncle Sammy, that he wasn't going to take part in it? And he even advised his employees, look, I am not telling you not to pay your taxes. I am not going to play the tax collector. If you, out of your conscience, think that you owe taxes, well, then you do your own self-assessment, file your taxes accordingly, if that's what you believe. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, at a rigged federal trial where he was not allowed to present any evidence in his own behalf, none, he received a 129-year sentence. So while you're still out there in relative freedom, take a few minutes. First, I want you to take down this address and then take a few minutes out of your day. I know you may be busy, but please, at least you can do is lend a little bit of moral support to this man. His name, Richard Simkanin, S-I-M-K-A-N-I-N. And all you have to do on the second line, and I guess this is his registration number, just put REG number 30383-177. Third line, all you have to do is put FCI, that stands for Federal Correction Institution. Fourth line, P.O. Box 7000. And the fifth line, Texarkana, Texas, 75503-7000. And please include the full federal postal zone in there, because they're always looking for an excuse to reject a piece of mail. And I'll give that address out here again in a minute, but folks, it is just not a letter of moral support to Mr. Simkanin, but it also sends a message to those people that are watching that we're awake and we care. And we don't turn our back on people that have sacrificed. And he's not dead. He will one day be out of prison. But it scares the living daylights out of these characters that people are not going to forget. That address again, Richard Simkanin, spelled S-I-M-K-A-N-I-N. Second line, reg number, R-E-G number, 30383-177. Third line, just put FCI for Federal Corrections Institution. Fourth line, P.O. Box 7000, Texarkana. In case you don't know how to spell that, it's T-E-X-A-R-K-A-N-A, Texarkana, Texas, 75503-7000. So write him a letter, folks. He's got nothing to do in a cell all day long. So write him a letter. I'm sure that if you were jailed and being held as a political prisoner, you'd like to get some mail also. So send that out. And thank you, Mr. Counselor at Law, for sending that letter to me. I appreciate that very much. Let's go to the phones while I collect myself here. Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
Howdy.
Hi.
Am I to understand that you said that the federal government was fabricating some of the story about 911?
No. Did I say that?
I think you did.
I think I implied that implicitly. Yes, I did.
I've called you before, and you got a little upset with me.
Okay. What? Now, what do you want to ruffle my feathers today about?
Well, I'm not going to do it. You are. You can ruffle your own feathers. I ain't in control of yours.
Okay.
Now, if the federal government fabricates stories and for their agenda,
uh-huh.
and you said we're supposed to think on our own,
uh-huh.
I take it one step further. Why do you get your feathers ruffled when I say I don't believe there was any airplanes involved in the September 11th incident?
Well, because too many people saw it.
Well, that's
his and Joel, I know where you're going to go on this, and you're going to tell me it was holograms.
No, I never said. I have never brought that.
Oh, okay,
that up.
Okay. All right,
no,
so it's not holograms.
I was accused of that, but I never did.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so no planes hit the towers.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so how did the towers fall down, and what's
you
the
know,
difference?
You know how they fell down.
How did they fall down?
they were imploded. It's obvious. And you will, in another program, you'll say that. But on this topic, you get defensive for the government.
It's
a touchy topic, because if there was no airplanes, there was no attack. And that's why somewhere you draw the line there. I mean, you'll complain about how it happened, but you won't complain that it didn't happen at all.
Okay.
I say there was no attack. The whole story was fabricated, and I don't know why that's a stretch for you.
Okay. All right. That's your point, and people have heard it. And anything else you want to add there, Joel?
Why do you defend them when I bring that up?
Well, defend whom? Give me specifics.
You defend the official story that says there was airplanes when the evidence indicates that there wasn't.
No, what I've said was, yes, there were airplanes, and yes, it is a distinct possibility that those buildings were brought down by place charges. Now, you and I disagree on the airplane deal. But what does it matter if saucers from Mars hit it and it was imploded?
It matters because if there were no planes, there was no attack, and that's a big difference between allowing it to happen and not happening at all. That's a big difference, and you draw your line there.
Okay.
And
well,
you seem to be avoiding the evidence and going with the official story.
Okay, Joel, I'm only going to give you 60 more seconds. What evidence are you saying that there were no planes or there was no attack on the towers? I'll give you 60 seconds.
The only evidence that they have is pictures, it's the footage, and that is so fake that if you look at it with that in mind, you can see how fake it is. There was no plane in Pennsylvania. You say you have a picture of one on your desk.
Yep.
What color is that plane there? What color is the plane?
It was in so many small pieces spread over so many square miles that I couldn't even distinguish what color it was.
So you say you have a picture of a plane and you don't even know what color it is.
No, Joel.
What?
I am not going to spend my time arguing with you. I am telling you I've seen a picture, and I couldn't distinguish the markings or the color of the plane because there wasn't any pieces big enough to make that observation.
Or there could have been no plane to make that observation.
Well, I don't know what augured into the ground at hundreds of miles an hour and spread wreckage around a many square mile area.
How do you know anything did? How do you know anything did?
Oh, jeez, Joel. All right, I'll tell you what.
What?
That's it. Okay, anything else? I'll give you 10 more seconds. That's it.
All right. If you add up all the evidence from each place and open your mind and keep this in mind that there was no planes, you will see that the evidence that they give you that there was actually works against them. Did I do pretty good in my 10 seconds?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you some more time, but I'll tell you what. There's a fellow talk show host here in Austin, Texas, that I think wants to take exception to what you were saying. Oh, yeah, Joel, come on now. This dish is both ways now. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, John Murphy's Law. Right when I get on, I'm in a bad cell area, so if it cuts out, I'll call right in. Call back. Am I coming in good?
You're just fine.
This is
okay. Bottom line, sir, you've had 5 minutes. Let me just spend 60 seconds here on this.
3 hours today already.
Yeah, no, I wasn't talking. There you go. See, if anybody is a disinformation operative, it's people that say that it was holograms and fake video and all the rest of this. I have personal friends. Jimmy Wright, one of them, who was working in the World Financial Center and saw the first plane, saw the second plane. It's ridiculous. The engines were laying out in the street with Flight 93, but the debris field was 8 miles because it was hit by two Sidewinder missiles. The engines were found. One of them almost fell on a police car. We've got photos of the state police standing there. I've interviewed a little old lady whose field it fell in. So please don't say that. This is what happens. When we talk about the New World Order, they'll giggle and say, yeah, space aliens did it. And this is a way to discredit what we're talking about and what we're covering. So clearly, we know what happened on 9/11. I've made 3 films, written a book, published a book. John's published a book on the subject. With the Pentagon, they may have diverted one of the aircraft and brought in another aircraft. That's an area. But to say that planes didn't hit Tower 1 and 2 is asinine and discredits all the real evidence, and it's put out there as disinfo, whether you're knowingly or unwittingly doing this, sir. And it's frustrating to people.
It's frustrating to me, too. You look at your own...
You don't have any evidence. You just say it looks like fake news.
I'm using your evidence,
I just gave you evidence, sir. Planes flew into those buildings, and Larry Silverstein blew them up.
I'm
using your evidence. You're full of disinfo. You don't have any proof.
I'm using your evidence.
You try to sit there. Hey, hold on a minute. You try to sit there and make fun of John, going, "Where's your picture?" Everybody knows they blew up Flight 93. Everybody knows it was over 8 miles. There's photos of the engines. I've talked to the state police that were there by the engine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Everybody does not know that. That's information that you're getting from the government.
And I'm sure you believe the moon's made of cheese, and I don't have proof that it's not made of cheese. So I'm a conspiracy theorist. Sir, we know what they did on 9/11.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. We've laid it out,
and you don't
have anything but your childish problems.
Can I use your film against yourself?
Yeah, go ahead. Use
okay. I watched
which film?
The Road to Tyranny. In that film, and that footage is right in that film, and if you open mine and look at that footage, you'll see that airplanes can't do what that one did. But later in that film, you have an airplane that crashes into the water. Do you not?
Airplane crashing into the water.
Yes, you do. And I watch. Well, maybe you ought to watch your own film.
No, wait a minute. He made the film. What are you talking about, a plane crashing into the water?
He shows in 911, Road to Tyranny, he shows an airplane that crashes into the water.
Oh, you're talking about footage from Africa. We're talking about past hijackings. That was one from the 80s.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we're talking about Africa. That was on the Gold Coast.
Is it my turn?
That's famous footage from a decade plus before 9/11.
But Joel,
hold on a second. Can I use it against them, or are you going to keep talking?
Joel, now wait a minute. What? Everybody, just stop here a second. I remember that footage, and I remember what he's talking about. And a plane didn't have anything to do with World Trade Center. That was just stock media footage that he's talking about, and I remember that incident.
Haven't gotten my point yet.
Well, you're not making a point. You're not making any sense at all. I'm trying to ferret through this.
I haven't gotten there.
For God's sakes, get there quick.
In that footage where he shows the airplane hitting the water, the left wing touches the water and the whole wing comes off. And then the plane flips up and the air takes the right wing off. Now, that shows you that those wings are not designed to hit water and they're not designed to even have air go on them from the backside.
Let me finish, sir.
That has to do with that.
Hold on a minute. Whatever your name is, Weasel or whatever, Look, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but, I mean, it's very frustrating. Your evidence is that in my film, Road to Tyranny, I'm talking about governments carrying out terror attacks through the last 50 years, and I show different instances of it with the IRA. I show the thing in Germany with the Olympics. I show that plane. I show planes in Israel getting blown up on the tarmac. What does that have to do with 9/11, sir?
I will, in your film, you showed two different airplane crashes, one in the water, one in the towers. And the one in the water, the wings come off.
Okay, we heard that. Okay, now how does that a correlation to the Twin Towers?
Well, the Twin Towers, the wings went, they cut right through steel and
casing. Yeah, sir, they're lightweight airplane aluminum, so the pillars just cut through the wings, and the wings only cut through the glass and white aluminum. So it literally, it's like shooting a lead bullet into the side of a Chevrolet pickup. The bullet disappears into the vehicle. I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm talking.
It's ridiculous. I talked to the people that heard the screaming aircraft and looked and saw them fly in. And what we know is Larry Silverstein said he blew it up.
What we know is
Doran was ordered to stand down. What we know is public officials were warned not to fly. What we know is the CIA engaged in insider trading. What we know is that they had the motive. What we know is that Marvin Bush ran security on the towers. Let's stick to the things we can prove instead of getting off into your own little pet theories off in left field.
It sure is a hot topic, isn't it? I've talked about it two times on John's show, and John gets
people like you discredit. You better, I dare you to call into my show. People like you People like you are used by popular mechanics to debunk people like me, and I don't appreciate it.
I didn't call you.
I've done a lot of hard work doing serious research, and then people come along like you singing Easter bunnies carrying out 9/11, and I don't appreciate it. Right. Holograms didn't do that, buddy.
All right,
Alex. Use the word hologram.
Alex, I guess I'm too nice because this is a second attempt by Joel here. And Joel, just let me ask you this.
Sure, go ahead.
What is your big overriding point about all of this? Do you disbelieve 9/11? Do you not think it's an inside job? Maybe I'm being too nice here.
No. All right. Good. I'm glad you asked me, John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm point. Let me point out that this is the second time I talked to you about it, and it's the second time you put Alex on. I didn't engage in
No, I didn't put him on. Hey, Alex called into my show just like you did.
Well, it's the second time in a row. How many times do you put
a caller
on?
You called in about a year ago, Weasel.
Now we're name calling. It's a show
well,
of the
sir,
hot
because
topic.
It's making me sick. You're sitting here and
I call you,
something
Alex.
That has no proof, no evidence. We're talking about real issues. People like you discredit the serious research that I've spent my life doing. And that's why I get mad and that's why I get angry. You sit there with some holier than thou thing, shooting your mouth off, trying to bait John to blow up at you so you can have some type of ego trip. So I called in and blew up at you. That's right. That's right. Hey, you know what?
How come two times I call John, I get Alex? How come
okay, now you're saying that's a conspiracy.
Yeah, it's
you know why I called? You know why I called?
I don't
because,
care why you called.
You know why I
didn't call
you. You implied that John was putting out some government line and covering it up, you know, that planes didn't hit the buildings. And then we say holograms because that's what the people that put this line out said. And you never said that.
No, I didn't. I'm using common sense, Alex.
You know what, folks? The truth about 9/11 is at RBNLive.com. It's also at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Thanks,
and we're going to win this fight.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Last thing, John.
Yep.
Well, I'm on Coast to Coast AM debating two globalists Thursday. They're going to be bringing stuff up like this, and I'm going to have to be defending and picking up the dew, the droppings that people like this caller leave. And that's why I'm angry. Take care.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate your call. Joel?
You bet.
I guess I'm too nice.
No, John. I'm trying to be logical here.
No, you've taken up enough time.
I didn't. You put Alex on twice.
No, I didn't. Look.
When I call John and
enough.
I get Alex, it ain't not my fault.
Well, you're calling up with this nonsense, and I'm not going to entertain it anymore.
What makes my nonsense and your what you say not nonsense?
I don't know what your
sense.
Deal is, pal. But go shovel it someplace else. I thank you for your call, and I gave you more time than anybody in this genre would ever give you. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate your call. Call back. I find it highly entertaining. Let's go to John in New York. Hello, John.
How are you, Joe? John.
Good.
You gave that guy way too much airtime.
I
personally don't like to really hear too much of that. I mean, the guy is talking, he's out of left field. The guy probably believes in UFOs and little green men, too.
Well, he's got an agenda, but see, he's too cowardly to spell out what his real agenda is.
Yeah, well, we could see that.
Yeah,
you know,
I just wanted to illustrate that.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm a nice guy.
Right.
I gave him too much time.
Yeah. Listen, the reason why I called is this. There's a book that I came across not too long ago, and I listened to your station. I listened to the radio probably from the wee hours of the morning till late at night, and mostly to your station. I listen to Alex and whatever. And I'm retired, and I just keep the radio on all day, you know, from morning till night.
Okay.
And I haven't heard this subject except sparsely, you know, on a couple of shows, and I really haven't heard.
What subject is that?
There's a book that I came across called Vatican Assassins. It's by Eric John Phelps. His name is Phelps.
I have seen the book. I had picked it up and just quickly reviewed it. That book's been out for, what, 5-6 years now?
It's out of print.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's going to be coming back out. The publisher doesn't have it. Very rare, very hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably go in on the web and type in Black Pope and pull up so much different information. But this book is to me almost, it's like the key. It takes everything to the level of the heart of the beast, I think. I mean, I'm only guessing at this. The brain, you know, if you could read the, you really got to really look into this book and really read it and maybe have him on. I understand that he's still around. There was somebody I was in contact with said that he had corresponded with him by email.
Okay. He's
still around now. I don't know if you could get a hold of him and get him on the show. But it's an amazing book. He goes into the Jesuits.
Right.
Haven't heard anybody talk
okay,
about it.
Okay, I'll attempt to get him on. Hey,
okay.
thank you for your call. Appreciate
okay, great.
It.
Great. Thank
we've,
you very much.
All right. We've
okay.
got several calls here that I'm going to try to get to. Charles in Louisiana. Let's go to Charles next. Hi, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. John?
Hi.
I agree with you. Where is the outrage? That's what's bugging me for years, and it really disturbs me. I mean, it's like people don't care. I mean, you can give them a tape, they look at it, And they don't even have no opinion. They still have no opinion. Where's the outrage? Where's the men that's supposed to be guarding this country?
Good question. That's what I've been asking for going on 13 years now.
Well, this is what keeps me up at night, Mr. John.
But, you know, Charles, I've said this before about you. I know that you're extremely active. I know you've made thousands of videotapes. I know that you've gone to the nth degree and have made your wife mad at times.
Yes, she wanted to leave me over, you know?
Spreading the, message. But let me make the point. The point is that you should not get that upset. What we need is more people involved. That vindicates what we're all doing here.
Well, where are they at? They listen to this program every day.
I don't know. They're out there. I mean, I just made a simple request one day, and 2,000 people from all over the planet sent a guy sitting in jail a letter.
Well,
I know they're out there listening, but I know that only a small percentage of people get involved. There are many more people that listen to this program that have not either called into the show or they have done nothing. And I mean nothing. They've considered, they've soaked up information like a sponge, they know what's going on, but they've really made no honest attempt to wake other people up. And I'm telling you, and Jones will tell you the same thing, Alex Jones will tell you the same thing, that the only way we're going to win this war is to have more people and to lessen the burden on people like you and me.
Yes, sir. I'm tired.
Well, I'm tired of it, too, and I'm starting to do a slow boil. I know what this is. I know myself well enough. I'm building up to an explosion. And then people that hear it will send me an email and go, well, John, why are you so mad?
Yeah,
evidently they don't hear what I am saying.
Oh, I feel your frustration, Mr. John. I pray for you and your wife. I feel your frustration. I feel it. I really do.
Charles, you keep plugging, man.
Well, I'm trying, but I'm about ready to give up.
No. We don't have the luxury of doing that.
If it wasn't
I don't,
you,
and you
Mr.
don't.
Mr. James and a few people, Ms. Deborah, and I wouldn't even have nobody talk. I gave 5,000 tapes. Nobody's even calling in the radio shows. And all the tapes I gave up, they don't even call in.
You've planted a seed, and you know as well as I do, that seed cannot grow on ground that's not fertile. You can do whatever you want, but I'm telling you, you've affected people. One person talked to me. And I went on to do radio and found a network. Look, I know the New World Order is crumbling. I know that what we're doing right now, even though the people aren't really jumping on board, and I don't know why, and this angers the living snot out of me.
It does me too.
But just with the minimal effect, with what we have been doing, we've woken up so many people. And I am encouraging, and I'm telling, and I'm begging, and I'm pleading. More people need to get involved. Once that starts to happen, exponentially, the numbers go right through the roof, and things start to happen. But we have not reached that point yet. There has to be more people that have to take the personal responsibility to get involved.
Well, Joe, and all I can down to say is, God bless you for what you're doing, my friend.
All right.
Without
people
like you, we'll be finished.
And Charles, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Quickly, Russ in West Virginia. Go ahead, sir. We got less than 60 seconds.
Well, what I would like you to do is to bring out the name of the prosecutor who signed the initial complaint against the man that, the tax man that's in jail. Whenever these subjects are brought up, start mentioning these names so we can remember who the prosecutor is, who the judge is.
Well, there was two prior grand juries that looked at the information that the prosecutors brought up. And they acquitted. They said no indictment. We're not going along with this.
They're going to keep on doing it until they find their little puddle of water.
All right. We're out of time.
Now, one other thing, if I can quit.
No, we're flat out of time. Okay, thanks for your call. Sorry, Ann in Michigan and others, we couldn't get to your calls. God bless you. Stay tuned tomorrow. Special guest. We'll be seeing you there.
Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.